哈利路亚，亲爱的家人们，神的公主、王子们、蓝房、威士们，我们感谢天父，感谢主耶稣啊，感谢主圣灵，带我们来到了2026年了。你开心吗？你喜乐吗？我们在 TT 云端已经是第六年4个月了。谢谢天父带领我们回云端，我们属灵的家。我们总是在感慨感叹时光的飞逝，我们回顾了2025年，我们也看到了2026年世界怎么说，也看到了2026年先知又是怎么说的。大家惊心动魄期待吗？世界虽然有他们的计划，但我们依然相信我们的天父爸爸掌权。愿2026年风浪中遇见主，风暴中经历主，云彩中亲近主，圣殿中亲密主。耶和华坐着为王，洪水泛滥，耶和华坐着为王，直到永远。阿们。就让今天我们再次的进入与主的连接吧，我们一起听神宝贵的话语，也听听今天天父爸爸、主耶稣啊、主圣灵要对我们说什么。
亚伦的儿子拿达、亚比户各拿自己的香炉，盛上火，加上香，在耶和华面前献上燔火，是耶和华没有吩咐他们的，就有火从耶和华面前出来，把他们烧死，他们就死在耶和华面前。于是摩西对亚伦说，这就是耶和华所说，我在亲近我的人当中要显为圣，在众民面前我要得荣耀。亚伦就默默不言。摩西召了亚伦叔父乌薛的儿子米沙利、以利撒反来，对他们说，上前来，把你们的亲属从圣所前抬到营外。于是两个人上前来，照摩西所吩咐的，把他们连穿着的袍子一起抬到营外。摩西对亚伦和他儿子以利亚撒、以他玛说，不可蓬头散发，也不可撕裂衣裳，免得你们死亡，又免得耶和华向会众发怒。只是你们的弟兄以色列全家要为耶和华所发的火哀哭，你们也不可出会幕的门，恐怕你们死亡，因为耶和华的膏油在你们的身上。他们就照摩西的话做了。耶和华晓谕亚伦说，你和你儿子进会幕的时候，清酒浓酒都不可喝，免得你们死亡，这要做你们世世代代永远的定例，使你们可以把圣的、俗的、洁净的、不洁净的分别出来，又使你们可以把耶和华借摩西晓谕以色列人的一切律例教训他们。摩西对亚伦和他剩下的儿子以利亚撒、以他玛说，你们献给耶和华火祭中所剩的素祭，要在坛旁不带酵而吃，因为是至圣的，你们要在圣处吃，因为在献给耶和华的火祭中，这是你和你儿子的份，所吩咐我的本是这样，所摇的胸，所举的腿，你们要在洁净地方吃，你和你的儿女都要一同吃，因为这些是从以色列人平安祭中给你和你儿子的份，所举的腿，所摇的胸，他们要跟火祭的脂油一同带来当摇祭，在耶和华面前摇一摇，这要归你和你儿子， 当作永得的份，这都是照耶和华所吩咐的。当下摩西急切地寻找做赎罪祭的公山羊，谁知已经焚烧了，便向亚伦剩下的儿子以利亚撒以他玛发怒说，这赎罪祭既是至圣的，主又给了你们，为要你们担当会众的罪孽，在耶和华面前为他们赎罪，你们为什么没有在圣所吃呢？看，这祭牲的血并没有拿到圣所里去，你们本当照我所吩咐的在圣所里吃这祭肉。亚伦对摩西说，今天他们在耶和华面前献上赎罪祭和燔祭，我又遇见这样的灾，若今天吃了赎罪祭，耶和华怎能看为美呢？摩西听见这话也觉得对。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹平安，很高兴我们能在灵明日粮相会，求圣灵帮助我们来到上帝的面前，以平静安稳的心亲近上帝。今天我们要分享的主题是寻找婴孩耶稣。我们一起来阅读今天的经文，马太福音二章一到二节，七到十二节。当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒，有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷，说，那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的星，特来拜他。当下希律暗暗地召了博士来，细问那星是什么时候出现的，就差他们往伯利恒去，说，你们去仔细寻访那小孩子，寻到了就来报信，我也好去拜他。他们听见王的话就去了，在东方所看见的那星忽然在他们前头行，直行到小孩子的地方，就在上头停住了。他们看见那星就大大的欢喜，进了房子看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就俯伏拜那小孩子，揭开宝盒，拿黄金、乳香、末药为礼物献给他。博士因为在梦中被主指示不要回去见希律，就从别的路回本地去了。作文老师德勤擅长看图说故事，每当他看到一张地图时，就会探索其中蕴含的冒险故事。他说，向人要一张地图，就是在说，告诉我一个故事。所以，我在预备圣诞主日学课程《东方博士的信心》时，就抓紧这个概念。我研究地图，发现几位东方智者为了寻找婴孩耶稣，跋涉了1550公里，还可能花了好多个月，最后找到的不是马槽中的婴孩，而是和父母同住小屋的幼儿。他们几经艰难看到年幼的耶稣时有何反应呢？他们俯伏拜那小孩子。他们寻找耶稣的旅程让我和主日学的学生们也想更仔细地寻找耶稣。圣经告诉我们，当那几位博士终于抵达耶路撒冷时，他们急切地向人打听，那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的星，特来拜他。遥远的路程、危险或延迟，都不能拦阻他们去敬拜这位君王。希律王心怀杀机，对博士说的话显得格外讽刺，你们去仔细寻访那小孩子。其实，没有人像那几位博士如此积极地寻找耶稣。我们可以效法那些博士，殷勤地寻找耶稣。当我们敬拜耶稣，天父会对我们的心说话，引导我们远离过去旧有的一切，与他一同踏上新的旅程。 亲爱的弟兄姊妹啊，在这新的一年，你要如何寻找耶稣呢？你要如何敬拜他？我们一起来回顾今天的主题经文。他们就俯伏拜那小孩子，马太福音二章十一节。我们一起祷告吧。亲爱的天父，请你帮助我全心寻求你的爱子耶稣，并用我所有的一切来敬拜他。奉主耶稣基督之名祈求，阿们。灵粮透视。只有马太福音记载，有几位博士看见星象，依照那星的指引，就千里迢迢地来寻找犹太人新生的王。这只是一次性的事件，他们殷勤地寻找耶稣，确实值得我们留意和效法。如今，我们查考并研读圣经，便能寻见耶稣。耶稣面对宗教领袖的质疑时，明确指出，旧约圣经都是指向他自己。他对他们说，你们查考圣经，因你们以为内中有永生，给我做见证的就是这经。然而，你们不肯到我这里来得生命。整本圣经，旧约和新约，都是为耶稣做见证。当我们寻求他，敬拜他，我们的信心就会增长，而且上帝会引领我们远离过去旧有的一切，踏上新的旅程。求圣灵帮助我们更好地活在今天，靠主前行。如果你对今天的内容有所感动，请你转载与他人分享，也邀请你下载灵命日粮的手机应用程序，继续收听其他的属灵内容。欢迎你留言给我们，彼此代祷，同时也请你为我们在制作团队方面代祷。愿上帝赐福于你，我们下次再见。
亲爱的伙伴们，2026年是征战的一年，但我们相信我们已经预备好，我们宣告我们已经进入弟兄合一的一层，我们的肉体可以服从圣灵的掌管。2026年我们真实的要与主有连接，在每一次新年的起头，相信你都有一个认真读经的计划，认真灵修的计划吧。我们今年就此时此刻对主说，我们今年好好的每天认真的与你约会，爱你所爱，想你所想，做你想做，说你想说，行你想行，让圣灵真实的掌管我们的每一天，每一个时刻，每一分，每一秒。来到 TT 云端，可以跟随走到六年的，都是尝过主甘甜滋味的。这里真有主的同在，也有主的触摸，更有主的陪伴，也有主的雕琢。但我们相信这是美好的塑造，都是为着我们得益处的必备。我们也终于懂得了天父那份深沉的爱，那份我们无法测度的爱。这里没有为主做大事的豪言，只有体贴主心的温暖。这里也没有夺得天下的壮阔，却有每天一步一脚印的跟随。在2026年，我们要继续的跟随主的脚步。外面虽是动荡，但有主同在的地方就是乐园，有主同在的地方就有平安。在主爱的怀抱里，所有的一切都是为了主，直至有一天我们可以说，主啊，是你在我们里面活着，不是我，是你，是你，还是你，都是你。将我们的一天都献给你，我们所有的都是出于你，隐于你，也连于你。求主将那颗深深爱主、渴慕主的心给我们，不是我们征战，乃是主为我们征战，我们享受与主在一起。哈利路亚。
用心兄弟心 好，真正好，你是一宝。我经历你的心事，走你稳定路，想得真正好，真正好，你是一宝。咱就追求心内有梦，就有好气。真真美好，真美好，
哦，真是美好。
我经历你的心事，数算你的恩典。
真你真美好，哦，真美好，
也真是美好。
心底写寻旧的
心酸盼望，就一瞬间。So beautiful， 我经历你的心事，走你稳当路，想得真正好，真正好，你是一宝，咱就追求心内有梦，就有好气。真好，真正好，你是一宝，心存盼望就必瞬间。
Ее ведь можно игнорировать в себе. Так можно и прожить с виной и болью, все время свой оправдывая грех. А совесть — это дар от Бога, внутренний голос, который не молчит, когда живем мы против его воли. Она всегда ведь в сердце говорит. В момент греха ведь может пробудиться, и станет больно, и покой уйдет, если ее только не игнорировать. То к покаянию это приведет. А совесть — это дар от Бога, внутренний голос, который не молчит, когда живем мы против его воли. Она всегда ведь в сердце говорит. Когда ж с Духом Святым соединенная дает покой, как Павел говорил, свидетельствует мне лишь моя совесть, в Духе Святом соединенная горит. А совесть — это дар от Бога, внутренний голос, который не молчит, когда живем мы против его воли. Она всегда ведь в сердце говорит. И если согрешил, тогда не прячься, с искренним сердцем Господу иди. Силу крови только поверь, Христа ты, и от порочной совести освободит.
А совесть это дар от Бога, внутренний голос, который не молчит, когда живем мы против Его воли. Она всегда ведь в сердце говорит.
Путями правды лишь ходить научит, и совесть чистою свою хранить. Через нее Бог действует могуче. Храни ее пред Богом и людьми.
А совесть — это дар от Бога, внутренний голос, который не молчит, когда живем мы против Его воли. Она всегда ведь в сердце говорит.
А на дороге так легко ведь сбиться, коль этот указатель не принять, коль с совестью своей не подружиться, то перестанет о грехах напоминать.
А совесть — это дар от Бога, внутренний голос, который не молчит, когда живем мы против Его воли. Она всегда ведь в сердце говорит.
Дороги нету ко спасению легкой, сам Бог ее нелегкую прошел, и потому нам в помощь дана совесть, как указатель грех в дороге вот.
А совесть — это дар от Бога, внутренний голос, который не молчит, когда живем мы против Его воли. Она всегда ведь в сердце говорит. А совесть — это дар от Бога, внутренний голос, который не молчит, когда живем мы против Его воли. Она всегда ведь в сердце говорит.
Is fire that orders and a breeze that restores. He is an unshakable rock, a secure refuge. When everything trembles, He remains. When the soul breaks, He sustains. To wait in Him, to wait in Adonai, is to let the Spirit rest in what does not die. That is why the soul bows, that is why the breath cries out, Elohim. Come down.
Elohim, source of the days, before your light my being awakened, you traced ancient paths where my name had already resounded. When my voice was only weeping, you understood my cry. You were shelter, you were song, a strong tower in fear.
Elohim, King of the ages, nothing escapes your gaze. The heavens tremble at your sign. Creation knows how to wait. In ashes I present myself, without crowns, without reason. I carry only this moment, my prayer, my surrender.
My prayer,
my surrender.
My prayer,
my surrender. Elohim,
Adonai, Holy God, Eternal King, Adonai,
my trust is in your law.
Adonai, the plea arises from here. Adonai,
look upon me, show grace to me.
Adonai, before the end and the beginning. Adonai,
my voice rises in your living court. In silence I present myself, like incense before your altar. Make of me an instrument to reflect your glory.
My prayer,
my surrender.
My prayer,
my surrender. Adonai.
Close your eyes for a moment and see. See beyond this earthly veil. Listen to the cry that ascends, because in this moment of worship, holy, holy, the heavens open now, and our faith allows us to see the vision. We see the city of gold that the Lamb, our Redeemer, is preparing for us. It is not a dream. It is a promise of eternity. Imagine it. Its walls of pure jasper, its 12 unshakable foundations, its gates of radiant pearl, its streets of transparent crystal, a place where there is no more weeping, nor a shadow of even. Confess you from earth to firmament. The whole universe surrenders to this glorious moment. The martyrs, the prophets, and the church of the ages, united in one cry, breaking every seal.
Holy, holy, holy is the one who
who has conquered death, Lamb of God. Your name is our destiny, clothed in white linen, with palms in hand. We worship the one who led us to a safe harbor.
Before history had a name, he reigned. Before any throne existed, he was king. He was not crowned by hands, he was not lifted up by men. His authority is not born of time, time is born of him. Elohim, the sovereign. Adonai, the owner of every breath. His kingdom does not shake, his word does not fall. Kingdoms pass away, but he remains. Elohim, eternal King. Elohim, throne of justice, foundation of truth. Every tongue acknowledges your perfect authority. When the world trembles, your government stands firm. There is no shadow in your counsel, there is no error in your will. Elohim, eternal judge, righteous is all your work. The nations are like dust before your holy gaze. I present myself without defense, covered only in your love. Your sentence is mercy, your justice is redemption. Your justice, redemption. Your justice, redemption. Elohim. Who establishes what is. When you speak, all obeys. Nothing can reply. You are consuming fire and rest for the faithful. You are a wall all around and a banner over him. When empires tremble and pride falls to the ground, your truth remains standing, unchanging from heaven. I submit to your word, I surrender mind, I surrender being. You will reign in my past, Elohim, forever King. Not empty. It never was. From it comes justice. From it flows truth. The books are opened. The scale is perfect. Nothing remains hidden. Nothing is lost. Elohim judge and restores. His
His kingdom is not of this world, yet it governs it. It does not come with noise, yet it fills everything. It is justice, it is peace, it is eternal joy, and it will have no end.
Every tongue confesses him. Kings leave their thrones, nations surrender their honor. Only one remains: Elohim, our Lord. Elohim, Elohim.
The kingdom has come.
The will is done. Judge reigns, the Holy One reigns, the earth responds, heaven proclaims, Shaddai, Adonai. Your kingdom is eternal, unshakable, glorious, glory,
glory,
glory to the eternal King.
Passes away. The king lives, even when all is silent. Elohim, Adonai, you reign forever. Alel, Maranathan. Eternahim will have no end.
Time draws its last breath, he will appear. He will not come in secret, he will not come in silence. The heavens will announce him, the earth will recognize him. Elohim, the one who was, Adonai, the one who is. Elohim, the one who is coming, the waiting ends, the promise awakens. Maranatha. Watchmen of the dawn, our eyes are lifted to the sky. The night announces your morn. The king draws near in holy fire. The signs speak without a sound. Creation holds its breath in awe. Time bows low before your steps, awaiting your command, your law. Elohim,
judge and savior, justice clothed in living truth. Your coming burns with glory, your word remains forever sure. Hope rises like a lamp of oil, a flame no darkness can outshine. He who promised to return will fulfill his perfect time.
He will fulfill his promise. He will fulfill his promise.
Your voice will tear the skies apart. The dead will hear your calling, and life will conquer time and dark. Every tear will be wiped away, no wound will ache again. Death will lose its final word, and sorrow will not ring. Adonai, faithful and true, your judgment shine with clarity. No shadow stands before your light when you appear in majesty. The books are opened in pure flame. All truth is fully shown. The Lamb receives the kingdom now. The promise stands complete and whole. The promise is completed. Is completed. Elohim,
look, the sky, it opens. No veil, no distance. The King appears. Every eye will see him. Every voice falls silent. Every knee bows low. Elohim has come. He does not come alone. He comes in glory. He does not come to seek a throne. He comes to take it. The armies of heaven follow him. The earth trembles. Time surrenders.
Adonai reigns.
Behold the King in glory, clothed in radiant light, faithful and true. Victorious in might, upon his robe a name is written. Above all rule and reign, King of kings, Lord of all domains.
Nations fall in silence, all pride is laid aside. Only one remains forever, Elohim, glorified. Elohim, victorious.
Has come. The kingdom is here. Justice. Respond, Shaddai,
Adonai. Every eye will see him, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess. Elohim is Lord.
哈利路亚，亲爱的家人们，无论你是从早上开始新的一天，还是从晚上开始新的一天，相信这都是美好的一天。让主的陪伴，主的爱一整天环绕我们，让主给我们勇敢面对一切的能力和智慧，求主更多的启示，更多的开启临到我们，打开我们属灵的五官，能够让我们的生命是够得上主要给我们的托付和嘱托的生命。在新的一年里面，我们期盼有很多好玩、有趣、创造性的、创意的点子临到我们。哈利路亚，奉主爱的名、荣耀的名，我们祷告祈求，阿门。